This is Daily Minute Special, the English language version of Daily Minutes.
My voice is not completely up to standard, but this is the weekly news about the amateur radio hobby. This is a short version of our bulletin in Dutch of June 6th. Citizen Science Investigation Organization HEMSAI has requested that Canadian authorities postpone the planned closure of the CHU shortwave time signal station later this month. According to HEMSAI, the station has unique and irreplaceable value for researchers and the international scientific community. The statement reads, in part, the use of time-standard beacons as ionospheric signals date back to more than a century, to the early days of radio science. HEMSAI's flagship project, the Personal Space Weather Station Network, is also closely linked to CHU and its remote sensing capabilities. This according to Amateur Radio Newsline. Are you sitting down? First words uttered by Evan Atkins, Director of Engineering, Ask Mike Kirtner, the President of Kindred Communications, last Thursday, just prior to lunchtime. Kirtner, 75 years old, has seen a lot in his time as a broadcast owner in the tri-state area of Kentucky, West Virginia, and Ohio, along the Ohio River. But an FM transmission line being snapped and cleared in broad daylight, he couldn't quite believe what he was hearing. The alleged perpetrator had severed the main transmission line leading up to the broadcast tower of 93.7, a 100 kW country formatted FM station that goes by the moniker of the Dog. Kirtner isn't sure how the suspect is still alive. He was lucky in that he didn't die. He was unlucky in that he got caught, Kirtner said. The cable crosses a bridge from the transmitter building and then runs up to the tower, and the thief cut all of it. According to Kirtner, the suspect, now in custody, dragged the heavy cable down to his house only a few hundred yards over the hill from the tower site and had already cut it into smaller sections, presumably in an attempt to scrap the copper out of the wire. This according to WIA in Australia. A solar eclipse will take place on August 12th in several countries. This is a total solar eclipse, but in the Netherlands it's only a partial one. It is difficult to find precise information about this, but several groups of amateurs are conducting experiments to see what the influence of such a solar eclipse is on the propagation of radio waves. Experiments are being conducted on both VLF, i.e. below roughly 20 kHz, and on shortwave. Various lectures are scheduled until October to discuss the results of these experiments. This is a text of myself. August 8th will be one perfect day. CatPix on the air, Sipota 2026, will celebrate International Cat Day by transmitting images of cats via SSTV. The internet was made for sharing funny cat pictures and movies. August 8th, International Cat Day, so will the radio waves. Ham radio operators will celebrate this day with a special SSTV event using cat pictures only. This contest will score the number of QSOs made by each operator. Special call signs Papa Delta 6 Meow, M-E-O-W from the Netherlands, and N1C from the US are already registered. Additional special call signs may be registered with the event. This according to WIA. Unfortunately, it's an international problem, but following various complaints about interference from amateurs in California, the FCC has issued a warning to a pirate with a long history of unauthorized, disruptive, and illegal broadcasts via a local repeater. This is an offender with a long history. Even jail time could not get him off the air. His most recent conflict with the law was May 28, with 10 days to respond to the accusations. This according to Amateur Radio Newsline. The Expedition 74 crew on the ISS began June with a busy program of microgravity research, harvesting stem cells, installing physics equipment and watering plants aboard the International Space Station. Work on the spacesuits and maintenance on the life support systems completed a day for the space station's inhabitants. Producing blood stem cells in space is a key objective of new biotechnology research taking place aboard the space station. NASA flight engineer Jessica Meyer harvested stem cell samples growing in the Kibo laboratory module and placed them in the Kermit fluorescence microscope for observation on Monday. Flight engineer Sophie Adenot of ESA assisted Meyer with the research work by collecting the samples for processing and subsequently storing them in the scientific freezer for preservation and later analysis. Doctors are investigating how stem cells multiply in weightlessness with a view to using the space environment for the development of treatments for cancer and blood diseases, this according to WIA. I'd like to preserve some time for our sponsor of today, which is Antenna Lubrication Spray. I've been trying their products for the last 3 months myself, and I was really baffled how well they work. Antenna Lubrication Spray has formulated a special layer for use on metal that causes those radio waves to pass metal much easier. This will give you more than 3 dB extra power pushing out your signal. This way you can double your output power without even going over the legal limit. It also works on the receiver side, adding 6 dB to your link budget. Antenna Lubrication Spray will give you a better signal for about 6 months when you will have to apply a new layer. It doesn't come cheap, but hell, nothing in life is for free, and if you want this kind of quality, it will cost you. Antenna Lubrication Spray. Nothing works better. Daily Minute Special is copyright Peter John Productions. Title music by Blasco, Creative Commons 2.0.
For extra voices, we regularly use 11 Labs.